This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm having a field day with technology. Always a lots of fun. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, head over to therealside.com where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion of three things you can do over there. And let me see. I mean, the stories coming out today, the things going on today are just amazing to me. You know, you've got anybody as irritated as I am about the new quote-unquote health care or our new health that would have been bad. But our new health care program, possible program. I mean, I haven't read through it. So if any of you has read through it, and you think you know quite a bit about it, you know, feel free to call in and let me know. Because I would love to know. I really would. I'd love to know what the major differences are between the two. You know, I heard today that the Democrats are saying that there'd be 20 million people that would lose their health insurance. Now, I really doubt that the Republicans are that stupid, okay, that ignorant, that stupid, that they would allow that to happen, because you'd be handing the whole government, they would end up handing that over to the Democrats. Now, they're dumb. They do a lot of stupid things. Just like to believe they're not that stupid. Seriously. No? Oh, okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, let's see. Well, you know, as I was going through some of the stuff today, I got a roundabout with somebody yesterday, an argument on Facebook. And I should stay away from there, because it's nothing but trouble for me. The people that are on there are all experts. Have you noticed that? No, seriously, they're all experts. There isn't a field. If you hop up on Facebook and put up a post, I guarantee you that there isn't a field up there where somebody doesn't know more than you. Even if you've been an expert and you've been at it for 40 years, they still know more than you do. So I always love having these arguments with these people. I know, a little sick, right? So one of them put up a link, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, post, that's what it is, right? Hey, I'm a little slow. Give me a break. It's Monday. It takes me a while to start to ramp up. The article says that godless kids do better than kids that are brought up in a godly home or in a God home, a Christ home, whatever you want to call it. It said that they were more empathetic, they're more sympathetic, they're more giving, they help more. Right? Which I always find interesting. Where do you get your information? That's what I want to know. The Huffington Post says that single moms do better. And one of those other left-wing whacktoid posts says that the LGBTQ, or same-sex couples, do better at raising kids. Doesn't sound like there's any bias here at all, right? No fake, no fake anything going on here, is there? Now, when I talk about this stuff, which I think is really funny, is when you go looking at, I didn't know that there were so many mega millions. I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but I don't really care. Deal with it. Right, you've got all these Christian organizations. And what do they do? What do they end up doing? They end up going to feed the sick. They end up going on mission trips all across the world. And they do it on a regular basis. And you're telling me that it's the godless kids that are doing these things, right? The churches that went out to help in the big hurricane. What was that? Hurricane down in Louisiana. It was a big one. It killed everybody. Whatever. Right? It was church groups that went down. They were there before the government. They were there well after the government. And there were a lot of kids there. Right? Think about the attack, the subtle attack here. Right? You got one paper saying that godless kids, and actually the one that did the articles that say godless kids do better, they are plastered all over atheist sites. That should shock you. And that's what irritates. Push back. Hop on these sites. Make a comment. I mean, just poke them in the eye like they like to poke us. My attitude's always been, if you don't fight back, if you don't push back, if you don't make them think, then I personally believe you're part of the issue. That's just me, though. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, usually. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin's going to join me right after the break. And I said, hopefully she listened to it. I sent her a link to a legislative session in Texas. And it was great. I loved it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's always, always, always fun to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. The comments that you make, the things that you say on the in the Facebook feed and other places as well. You know, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can either call an 855-REAL-JOE, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You might not be able to watch live, but it's not working right now. Yeah, the only place you can watch live tonight is on Facebook. That isn't live radio wonderful, especially when it goes to video. Anyway, always a pleasure. Look, we're going to rename the show Madness Mondays from now on. That's how crazy the stuff. In every way, it's Madness Monday. So, apparently, I mean, these college kids, they really need help. We have raised a bunch of people. I'm being nice. So the gym at Carleton University in Ottawa, Ontario, no longer has a scale. You know why? Because fat people were upset by it. Well, hey, look, I'm a fat person, too. I don't get on the scale. It scares me to no end. You realize it can't do anything to me. Do you guys get that? The scale can't take anything away from me. Can't hurt me. Can't take my life. Scares me to no end. Okay? The decision, you know, because what's going to happen is here I am thinking I've lost a few pounds. I'm going to get on a scale, find out I got 7 pounds. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to the nearest pizza joint. Going to have me a full pizza all by myself and a couple of Twinkies. Followed up by Hot Fudge Sunday. What the heck? I can't lose 2 pounds. I might as well just go for it. Anyway, the decision is in keeping with current fitness and social trends, according to the sign posted where the scale used to stand. Current fitness and social trends. What they mean is that they don't want anybody to feel bad. That's the social trend. And how you get current fitness, where do you get current fitness by not checking the scale, see if what you're doing is working? Bruce Marshall, manager of the health and wellness for Carleton Athletics, told the campus newspaper that being fixated on weight has no positive effect on health and well-being. Right. So, like, being fixated on what I put in my mouth has no positive effect either on the health and well-being? I'm just asking. I'm not, again, I already know I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So you're not going to hurt my feelings. It takes weeks, even months, to make a permanent change in your weight. So why obsess about it? Why? Because of being... obese, right? That's why I got on the scale. That's why I looked at it. That's why I was, in most cases. You know when you're overweight. You don't know what that weight is, but you know when you're overweight. When you can't bend over and tie your own shoelaces without passing out, that's a problem. And as far as your weight goes, what does your doctor always say? What do you weigh? How tall are you? So you keep up with things. Anyway, Marshall told the Charlatan that body measurements can change dramatically without big weight changes. Huh? Body measurements can change without big weight changes? Really? So, like, if you were close to 300 pounds like I was, I could have lost, what, 4 or 5 inches around my waist without losing any pounds? That's a new science. But some students at the Canadian College aren't down with the removing of the scale. What was this, written in the 70s? They're not down with it? The Marco Miljezevic, a second-year computer science student, said in a Facebook message that if they can't handle the number that shows up on the scale, then just don't step on it. Oh, my God. That kid couldn't be a college kid. No college kid has that kind of sense. People that dislike how they look will dislike how they look, regardless of a number being attached to it. He added but Samar El Faki, hey, that's what it says, a first-year student said that taking away the scale helps those with eating disorders. Don't even know how. Scales are very triggering, she wrote, according to the Charlatan. I think people are being insensitive because they simply don't understand. They think that eating disorders are a choice when they are actually serious illness. If seeing your weight sends you into a tizzy, yeah, you do have an eating disorder. And yeah, maybe you do need a lot more help than myself or anybody else can offer you. You know what I mean? No, come on, think about it. So taking away the scale. Let me tell you what taking away the scale did for me. All it did for me was for me to lie to myself when I got in there and say, no, I feel fine. I don't think I've gained any weight, but I'm not about to get on the scale in front of me to show that I gained weight. You know what I'm saying? Probably not, do you? Nobody wants. That's the other thing I love. When you're talking to people about eating habits and that kind of stuff, nobody actually ever wants to fess up. You know, just about how and what they've actually done. You know, how it actually has helped them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. But, man, look, I'm overweight. I had 30 pounds happening on me. This doesn't require a college degree to figure this one out, right? Just be a big boy, a big girl, figure it out. If you have an eating disorder, I'm sure the doctor's working with you. If you're not seeing a doctor, then shame on you. If you truly have an eating disorder. If you don't have an eating disorder and you're just using it as an excuse, well, then, frankly, shame on you again. I got a lot of good stories I want to go over this hour. When we come back, also another university holding a nap-in. Actually, they're holding regular nap-ins. So students can dream. God, can you just shoot me now? So students can dream of diversity. Right? Can you imagine? You're napping for an hour and they wake you up and say, "Well, what'd you dream about?" Well, you know what? You didn't let me finish. I'll take another nap. You have to give it to me again. So, you know, craziness that's going on campus. Also on campus, student Satanist announced that a lamb will be sacrificed and a Bible burning will take place at Clemson U. I'd like to see how they pull that one off. And then on an insider's view of the dark rigidity of a fundamentalist rural America. This is what I'm talking about. See, you see the stories, how they're spreading them now? Now they're saying that it was middle America because they're too dumb. They're not well-educated. They don't know any better. This is just nuts. Oh, this is a whole bunch of them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network.
There are no free rights.
I don't care what the song says. No free rights. I am Joe Senior Host, like I say. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We can yank the music down anytime you're ready. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always listening. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, like I say. Hey, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I talked about this earlier, or started to talk about it. And I've been thinking about it during the break. I mean, well, look what we've come to. Look at how much we've had. We have to coddle your kids. All right, I know that's not all of you. Whoa. Right, I know that's not every one of you. But seriously, look how much we have to coddle your children. What you're putting out there. Right? Now, universities holding nap-ins is just nuts. So students can actually dream about diversity. Can you imagine going to your guidance counselor when you were a kid, even in high school? Hey, dude, I need a nap room. No, seriously, I gotta think about what the world should be like, what I perceive it should be like. American colleges and universities are rife with safe space clinging. These ungrateful social justice warriors, you know, students, some of them are educators. They're all students. Some of the educators like this who habitually lament that racist and sexist America, one of their chief complaints is that women choose not to enter fields of science and math, which has been used as evidence our allegedly massive diversity issue. Now, I know I'm going to get some emails from women. Well, you don't know what it's like to try to enter those fields. You're right, I don't. Kind of hard. I'm not a woman. Nor do I identify as one. Nor do I want to identify as one. I'm perfectly happy the way I am. But this stuff, again, it's just because you want to change these in a verbal way doesn't mean it changes the situation. Anyway, but now Southern Illinois University has devised a brilliant plan to help deal with this great ill. They want you to take naps and literally dream about diversity. I'm not joking, I'm serious. This is not from The Onion. It's real. So it's reported by the SIU student-run newspaper, the Daily Egyptian. The university is hosting nap-ins. I'm surprised somebody didn't complain about the newspaper name, right? At the Morris Library, where students can dream of diversity as part of a three-week Dreaming Diversity Art and Installation, which kicked off on Monday. The napping venture is part of the school's planned events for Women's History Month. Really? Is this Women's History Month? How come nobody told me? Oh, but that was a day. Yeah, whatever. Student coordinator Marissa Amposta is facilitating four sleep sessions in March where students will be given the opportunity to nap for 2 hours in a rotunda during the library's operating hours. Yeah, that's safe. According to Amposta, the nap sessions will internally generate student dreams of diversity, right? How do they know for sure? Is there like a pill you take? Is there some kind of zap, medication, whatever? How do you know that that's what it's going to dream of? I'm sure some 16 or 17-year-old or 8, well, they're in college, right? What are they, 19? Maybe 20? Okay, so we'll say 19-year-old. Laying down in a rotunda, three or four beautiful women there. I'm sure what he's going to be dreaming about is diversity. Positive. The nap-ins are part of an internal journey to diversity, she added. All dreams start while sleeping. She's obviously never heard of daydreaming. The interactive art installation will become the students writing their dreams on pieces of fabric, which will hang from the scrolls in the middle of the library. A labyrinth will also set up the rotunda surrounding the scroll to help guide students into their dreams. The maze is sort of a metaphor for the general path of diversity, she explained. It takes a while to reach. It's complicated. I need a nap to figure this out? I would need a nap after figuring it out, wouldn't you, most of you? The pin dreams will eventually be the topic of discussion during the women's panel, held by the Art and Women Gender Sexuality Studies Department on March 31st. Just nuts. God. The nap-ins are part of an internal journey to diversity. What? How? I mean, I admit I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but really? People forget that we're still working on equality. Okay. And the nap helps that how? See, I can't wrap my mind around the logic. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This is a weird one. Student Satanists announce a lamb sacrifice and Bible burning at Clemson U. This is not a satire site either. I would imagine it's a little different. Let me see. Where is this thing? As most people know, the demonic cults were a myth propagated in the 1990s with a hysteria of ritual abuse spreading throughout the U.S. and Europe. They never really existed, but it's become trendy for some people to emulate the imagined practices of Satanism. And now, well, I don't know if they're imaginary. People still do it. And now students at Clemson University have announced plans via a poster to perform a live bloodletting and lamb sacrifice. Don't forget, we're also going to have a burning of the Bibles to commemorate the building of a new campus chapel. Huh? Oh, God. I wonder if they, you think they would have let them do a Quran? Why do they treat Bibles? A poster on campus attributed to the student organization calling themselves the Clemson Unorthodox Neo-Satanic Temple. I cannot tell you. Never mind. They announced plans to perform the ceremony at the event and its afterlife party on March 11th. No location was specified. The poster contains imagery associated with Satanism, the pentagrams, and all the illustrations of a goat-headed, you know what bothers me about this? Not just, yeah, but,
Yeah, everything. Okay. So, no, let's just say it's a bunch of kids just being stupid. They don't really believe any of this is satanic or anything else. They're just being dumb. Okay? So let's say that that's the truth. Do you think the school would be as accepting, as okay with, as, you know, not getting on their case if they were going to burn the Quran? Think about that for a minute. Do you think anybody would say anything to them? Do you think anybody would try to stop them? It goes on to state that the live lamb will be provided for sacrifice by friends at Clement College. Wait a minute. The lamb don't have any friends if this is the case. That's for sure. At the Clemson Collegiate Farm Bureau. Where is PETA? Are they in this? Where is PETA with all this? That's right. Well, no, I'm not going to say it. All right. Anyway, a Bible torching ceremony is listed as part of the proceedings, with a cash prize for the student who burns the most Bibles. Finally, attendees are invited to partake in a pentagram completion event where they will help summon, what's that called? A Baphomet? Baphomet? B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. I never... Is it Baphomet? That's stupid. To celebrate the... How about this? Where they will help summon Satan to celebrate the new Clemens Chapel. The new Clemens Chapel likely refers to the Caden Chapel, a building currently under construction on the Clemens University campus. It's named after Samuel Caden, a student who passed away in an automobile accident in 2015. Right? It reports that the student kept a bucket list of life goals within his Bible, one of which was that building named after himself at the university. So let's honor him. Let's honor his life. Let's honor this young person's death by doing exactly the opposite of what he'd like. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll catch you in a bit.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back, and the natives are pretty restless, restless it sounds like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, yes, and the technology is slowly starting to come back into effect. Although, I don't know if I wanted to. I mean, this is some whack, you know, this is weird stuff going on here. The we were talking about the Clemens Chapel, the new Clemens Chapel, and how there will be a satanic ritual at the after an afterlife party that includes a live bloodletting, lamb sacrifice, and the burning of Bibles. There's actually also going to be a cash prize for the person who brings the most Bibles. Isn't that great? Again, can you imagine if we did this and had, I don't know, maybe a pig letting and a burning of the Quran? You think the college would be so quick to make up reasons why it's okay? Seriously. Anyhow. And the thing behind this is they're naming the chapel's being named after a young man who was a Bible believer. And one of the things on his bucket list was to have a building on campus named after him. So the, as my friend likes to say, the libtards can't leave it alone. What they have to do is they just desecrate everything. There isn't anything that they can't just leave alone, allow to be sacred for the moment, and just shut up. So other Clemens students who passed away before they could
graduate will have their names also engraved on chapel walls. Oh, there you go. The chapel is intended for students of all religions and spiritual denominations, as well as those without any, to serve as a place for quiet, meditation, and prayer. It will consist approximately of $6 million, although it will cost approximately $6 million to build, half of which has already been funded by the students. Speaking to the local news source, the director of the college relations, Kirby Player, denied a claim that the Farm Bureau would provide a satanic organization with any livestock whatsoever for ritual slaughter. Given the lack of any location for the event or contact information, it's unclear whether the ceremony detailed on the poster will take place at all. What's likely is that whoever made it did it to troll friends and family of Samuel Caden. You know, think about it. It'll hurt them the most. And, you know, this is funny because this kind of thing, right, would have been chalked up to hate crime. It would have been chalked up to something that was totally unacceptable if this was a Christian thing, if it was a Muslim thing. Don't you think? Think about it. And don't make excuses. Think about it for real. All right. I'm just looking for the fun stuff. I want to have some fun ones first. Then we'll hit the hard one. All right, here's one. Shouldn't this be cultural appropriation, the story? Because apparently now what's happening is the organizers of an annual Los Angeles Gay Pride have announced that this year's march will be replaced by a protest against President Donald Trump. I'm sure that's exactly what the permit was for, don't you think? So local West Hollywood, and you know, this is, again, it's a gay pride community. Tell me what exactly has Donald Trump done against the gay community? I'll wait. Go ahead. We may have to sit here for the whole 3 hours. Local West Hollywood news outlet, WeHoville.com, revealed late. Boy, you know what? They need to find a person to do their... If I can catch a mistake, it's bad. Don't you think? No. Anyway, the annual Pride Parade has been canceled. It's seeding to the National LGBT Resist March that is scheduled in many U.S. cities for Sunday. Now, that's the day the Los Angeles Pride Parade would normally occur. There will still be a smaller Pride Festival, which will be smaller than usual for non-political reasons. West Hollywood Park, the traditional venue for the event, will be under renovation. In a press statement, Christopher Street West, the organizer that stages L.A. Pride and the Pride Parade and the festival, given the current political climate where divisiveness and discrimination continue to be part of the mainstream dialogue, CSW is determined to make the L.A. Pride brand a unifying force for the LGBTQ community. Yeah, because, I mean, the best thing to do when you're trying to get Trump, the federal government, to help you out, to work with you, especially these people in California, which I always just find it amazing. The best thing to do is to make sure you just be as nasty to him as you can when he's done nothing to you. A local official tried to ban Trump from West Hollywood last year, and a woman assaulted a Trump supporter in a local restaurant. Yeah, see, it's all Trump. He's doing all the bad stuff. There are 250,000 to 500,000 people expected to participate in the march. LAIST.com, I don't know what that is. As that the some gay rights activists are excited about politicizing the parade. Of course. I mean, it takes totally away the whole reason behind the gay pride parade. Now what are you, gay pride against Trump? I mean, I don't understand it. Because there's a lot of gay communities, there's a lot of gay people that are for Trump. So you speak for all gays, you speak for the people of the parade. I mean, who do you speak for? It quotes organizer Brian Pendleton, you know, that nothing more sends a message than somebody walking in a parade. And I'm not making this up because I can give you pictures. You can get picture after picture after picture. Nothing says anti-Trump more than a guy walking down a parade route in tidy white underwear with a pink bow wrapped around his neck and all kinds of makeup on his face with usually a big hat going on. Nothing says hey Trump more than that, right? Anyway, I love this. It quotes organizer Brian Pendleton, the local paper quotes organizer Brian Pendleton via Quirty. He said, we want to resist apathy. We want to resist having our rights rolled back by an unenlightened administration. We want to be all-inclusive. Well, you're lying. You wouldn't be inclusive of a pro-life group, would you? Because you haven't been in the past. You wouldn't be inclusive of a right-wing conservative Christian group that wants to walk in the parade, right? They go and say, we want to make sure that it's everyone in the rainbow spectrum. Everyone needs to be represented. Well, not really. No, they say this. It's more of a game than anything else. They don't really mean it. Because if you really want to be all-inclusive, then you would truly let all groups in. Let all groups speak. What are you afraid of? This is the one thing I've never understood about people who claim to have the truth. They claim that they're right. They claim that they know it all. What are you worried about? Because if I come in spewing lies, if I come in and I'm not telling the truth, it'll show, right? Right? I mean, if you think about it, it will show. God, you guys are sending me some tweets or some information. You know, I'm loving it. The lefties are getting beat up on Twitter. No, seriously, I think it's great. Because when you look at that kind of stuff, they're starting to feel or reap the reward, the benefit, whatever, of their own kind. So we come back in the next hour. I can't show you the map, obviously, but I can talk about it. If you look at the countries that allow gay marriage, I mean, if you really think about where gay marriage is allowed to happen, you're going to be surprised at the underlying tone, what the common thread is through every one of those. Then we're going to talk in the next hour or two about the, we're now hearing it's up to 24 million that would lose or would be uninsured under the Republican health care plan. There's only one little tidbit of the information they left out. I'm not telling you what it is now. You'll have to come back to find out. Hopefully, maybe, kind of, sort of, we might be able to get Kimberly Moran to join us. Yes, we are. She finally decided to show up. Did she wake up finally? Yeah, she finally woke up from, you know, at her age, it's tough, I know. She finally woke up from her nap, so she's going to come on. It's really like a Monday madness kind of thing. And will you stop, please, sending me emails about Barack Obama's fake birth certificate? It's old news. Can we deal with today? Right? Can we deal with what's going on today? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do want you joining me after the break. I do want you to be part of the conversation. When we come back, Kimberly Moran, well, she's going to join us halfway through. But I just got so much. You know, I don't know if you saw that clip of the young man that was talking to the young college kids about the First Amendment. They had no clue. We're in a world of hurt. That's why I keep telling you conservatives, you need to take on education. You need to become an educator. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.